Hello, this is James Rock. Welcome to the Big Business Issue. This episode is Design Thinking and the Art of Business Design. I've heard it said over the last year or so that design schools are the new business schools. Protagonists argue that this is because old school businesses are out of date, which is consistent with the Rethink, Redesign, Rebuild message coming from global business leaders at this year's World Economic Forum annual meeting in Davos. This trend will lead towards the growing application of design thinking in business design. This is a process for practical, creative resolution of problems or issues that looks for an improved future result. In organisation and management theory, design thinking forms part of the architecture, design, anthropology paradigm, which characterises innovative, human-centred enterprises. This paradigm also focuses on a collaborative and iterative style of work and an abductive mode of thinking, compared to practices associated with the more traditional mathematics, economics, psychology management paradigm. These principles are consistent with the adoption of authenticity as a fundamental philosophy and a culture around which business can be designed in pursuit of its declared purpose. And by combining design thinking with authenticity, I believe we're seeing the rise of the art of business design, creating the avant-garde businesses of today, and most probably the successful ones of tomorrow. However, businesses also need an architecture to provide structure and form, but by their very nature, this architecture also needs to be amorphous to a degree, allowing flexibility to bend to changing economic conditions, competition, emergence of new technologies, etc. So I advocate designing businesses and organisations using an authentic business architecture. This recognises seven key elements of an architecture within an amoeba-like structure: strategy, products and services, systems, organisation, people and processes are built around a central culture of the organisation. This amoeba-like architecture recognises that when a business changes shape, then the constituent elements will all be affected to some degree and need to flex accordingly. So business design needs to be holistic, authentic and abductive if it seeks to be creative and innovative in delivering its purpose effectively. For more information about the art of business design, authenticity and design thinking, contact me at my website www.cultivar.co.uk. Thanks, goodbye.